You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Eric. Welcome to episode 119 of Eric FM, the second week for No Rockvember, redressing the balance since Rocktober. We have a wide selection of music today, coming to us from Juice Management and Promotion, Luna Chica Records, 1617 Virtual, and also Radio Submit. I'll tell you a bit later who the interview this week and next week are on Eric FM on Tuesdays, and we hear from a couple of separate artists that we've had on Eric FM before. Don't forget that Eric FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday, with the occasional interview on Tuesdays, channelerk.com. Lots of music, let's get straight into it. This is Willie Bo Walker with his song called Drive. Very ironic considering that that's what I do mostly at work, I drive. Willie Bo Walker, he comes to us from the UK. Willie Bo Walker has a big voice to match his songwriting skills. From his early days in the popular Glasgow band The Heartbeats, musicians have been keen to work with Willie Bo throughout all his projects. From guitar-based and indie chart-topping band Willie Bo Walker and the Baddies through his session work on the London circuit. Currently attracting top New York jazz and rock musicians, his style and vocals have matured to be sought after as a session vocalist as well as a respected recording artist in his own right. So let's go for some blues. This is Willie Bo Walker with his song called Drive. Thanks, Matt Stevens.
Why? Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Wild, and he was born blue.
Well, we sort of had a train-related double shot there on IRC FM episode 119. That song was Burrito Deluxe with Midnight at a Red Light. And I certainly have spent a fair few midnights sitting at a red light waiting to go around my network. And prior to that, we had A.G. Weinberger with his song called Point of No Return. So why are they railway sort of related songs, at least in the title? Well, as I said, with the Burrito Deluxe song, I have spent quite a few midnights sitting at a red light waiting to go from point A to point B as another train passes in the distance. And a point of no return is basically a point on the railway network that if you are going to a certain station, you have to be going on to the right track or the right platform at that point. And if you pass that point going and you're heading the wrong way, there's nothing that can be done. There might be a few alternatives beforehand to get to a certain spot, to be going on a certain track to a certain station, but there is a point everywhere that's called a point of no return, and you have to be in the right place at that point of no return. So let's tell you a bit about those two bands, Burrito Deluxe and A.G. Weinberger. Burrito Deluxe were called a country music supergroup, according to Throm Drick of the All Music Guide. Burrito Deluxe even. The core of the new band started in Nashville in the year 2000 with Sneaky Pete Kleinrow and Carlton Moody. Kleinrow christened the band Burrito Deluxe, taking the name from the title of the Flying Burrito Brothers 1970 album. Sadly, Sneaky passed away in 2007, but not before he played on the last Burrito Deluxe CD, Disciples of Truth. He also played on their two critically acclaimed albums, Georgia Peach and The Whole Enchilada. Carlton Moody and Walter Egan combined their amazing musical and vocal talents to create the magical sound at the heart of Burrito Deluxe. And so that is cool from the US in the Americana and country genres. As I said, it is no Rockvember after all. So we'll leave the Burrito Deluxe alone and we'll head over to Romania to talk about A.G. Weinberger, who calls himself the Transylvanian Guitar Man. He is a guitarist, vocalist, harmonica player, radio host and producer, a songwriter and a record producer. He is acknowledged as a real national musical treasure in his home country of Romania. He has more than 20 years of recording touring experience worldwide. Now, how's this for a bit of a mix of genres and cultures? He says that he's got a unique flavour blend of blues, jazz, soul and rock with a little twist of genuine Transylvanian multiculturalism, Jewish, Romanian, Hungarian and Gypsy music heritage in his music. And so that was A.G. Weinberger with the who calls himself the Transylvanian Guitar Man with his song called Point of No Return.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason and you're listening to IRC FM. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to arthurnason.com.
And this week's interview subject was Arthur Nason, episode number 117, released on Tuesday. If you get the IRC FM feed or the combined mega feed with all the podcasts, you will get that automatically. Arthur was listening to music such as the Beatles and decided that he wanted to play along. Originally started playing the piano, moved from the piano, which he continues to this day, moved into keyboards, guitars and drums as well. And so we'll find out if he likes modern music and how modern music is produced, or does he prefer the old-fashioned way. And so that's this week's interview on IRC FM. And next week's interview is very, very different. Even though this is No Rockvember, I did record this interview in Rocktober, and I didn't want to have the guys wait until December to play the interview.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain, and we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Irk FM!
Yeah! And that's next week's interview, Foundry Road, live and direct, well, not really, but direct from Brad's kitchen table. Absolutely awesome. Let's continue on with some music. We're about to hear from Frank Stott, and I mentioned that our previous artist had a bit of a heritage, and so does Frank Stott. He grew up in England, spending most of his time in boarding schools. He's part Spanish, part Danish. And that, together with his nomadic lifestyle, he is pretty much multilingual. He's able to sing in both English, French, and Spanish. And so that's cool indeed. We're about to hear from Frank Stott now. This is called What a Time, here on Irk FM.
What are we doing?
Hi.
What a time, what a time, a time, what a time I have with you, girl. What a time, what a time, what a time I have with you.
You listen to it.
What a time, what a time, what a time I have with you, girl. What a time, what a time, what a time I have with you.
What a time, what a first time you're next to you. You're working up in always, always getting it done.
Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
Everybody sees and everybody knows.
It's complicated.
Oh no, it's all gone wrong. I should have known.
What the heck? Why are you friending me on Facebook? Sure, we used to date, but I guess it just wasn't a fate. I spent a lot of time trying to forget you exist. Now I see your friends online with the guy you cheated with. I knew all
our relationship was over for sure. The day you dumped me on my ass like a truck of manure. I dealt with it by never talking about you again. So why in God's name would I want you as a friend? Why are you friending me on Facebook, dude? I remember who you are and I don't want to be rude. But in middle school, we weren't exactly very close. In fact, I seem to remember that you broke my nose. Daily beatings were our only interactions. Except for that month, I was in traction. I remember when those friends of yours held me down on the mat. I don't remember much of anything after that. So why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook, jerk? I can see you from here in your cubicle at work. In fact, there's no place in the office that's safe from you. So I go home at 5 o'clock to get away from you. I know what your status is at any given time. I don't need to read it on that screen of mine. Seeing it would just be a reminder from you of how little work you actually do. You know it's bad enough I had to go and help our boss set up a profile. All the hours I lost. Do you have any idea of the pain in my head from when I had to explain how to use the web? I put up with your stupidity from 9 to 5. Beyond that, I don't even want to know you're alive. So forgive me if I don't accept your friend request. But believe me, it's really for the best. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? We keep in touch, which is fine, but sometimes it can be a bit much. Like, I appreciate the invite to the concert for your band, but I have to work tomorrow and the show is in Japan. And how many group invites must I ignore before you don't send them to me anymore? There are groups about soup, hula hoops, and poop, but I did break down and finally joined the Angry Cup group. But now I kinda like the whole group thing because I can guilt you all into signing up for my cause. I don't wanna help the homeless or save endangered cheetahs. I want Wendy's to bring back the chicken Caesar pita. Why are you friending me on Facebook? At least when it's MySpace, I know they'll try to sell the crappy beats. If you think I give a damn, you must be joking me. Who the hell are you, and why are you poking me? You claim to be my father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's, former roommate. That's great, it doesn't make us soulmates. Just because I have a Kevin Bacon-style connection with you, it doesn't mean I want to play Scrabble with you. So I'm gonna find your wall, and you know what I'm gonna write? That you were great in bed, and I had fun last night. Just to see the reaction that your wife will have. Oh, you're a fan, and you saw me on the phone. My bad. Sure, everyone's welcome. Come along. Kindly disregard what I said in the song. If you wanna be my friend, well, that's fine with me. Cause I'll be rocking Facebook till I'm 93.
If you would like to be my friend on Facebook, or if you would like to keep up to date with what's going on around Channel Erk, you can go to the show notes and there's a link to both my personal profile and the Channel Erk fan page section of the Facebook, and you can find out what's going on and interact with us. That song saw a return to Erk FM by Devo Spice from The Fump, the funny music project. If you would like to hear more of Devo Spice, they have been on previous episodes before, and there's also an extensive interview that my mum Judy and I did with Devo quite a few months back now. If you go to the Erk FM website and click on the section that says interviews, you'll be able to find the interview that we did with Devo and a lot more. Before that, we had a song that was called Facebook, which prompted me to put the Devo song in. And that song called Facebook is by Alexandra Legouts. I think you'd pronounce that. I'm not sure. I'm not really exposed to it on a daily basis. But there's a lot of people in the UK who may be exposed to her and her band, The Sunflowers, on a daily basis. Let me see. She's very, very busy and very, very talented, is Alexandria. She's in the band Alexandria Legouts and The Sunflowers. And they've done some epic things in relation to awards and things like that. They were the winner of the BBC Introducing in 2010, winner of the UK Unsigned semi-finals in May 2009, and winner of Emerganza, I think that is, Unsigned in 2008. And apart from her band activities, which you heard there, she's a regular presenter on TV and live events. She's also a strong actress. She's playing a female lead in the feature film The Death of Merlin in October 2010. That is currently in production. And she's also has been on the stage as well in theatre. She's a voiceover artist. She's an artist, having been exhibited in various galleries, most notably the Old Street Gallery in Charlotte Street in London. Hello to Steph, not to Steph, hello to Soph, and also to Bren with their London. They've got me again. And yeah, absolutely talented lady, and you heard her with her song there, Facebook. Very, very relevant, because so many of us are on Facebook and that's how we find out what's going on with various people. Speaking about what's going on with some various people, let's get straight into some more music. This is Shifter X with this song called Take My Breath Away. You're listening to ERK FM episode 119, channelerk.com. Thanks, Matt Stevens. We'll be right back.
This is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Space music and
Okie dokie. A couple of return acts there on IRC FM. That song we just heard, very experimental. That was Monty with his new song called Space Music. Monty is an indie singer-songwriter and composer of indie music and hails from the rolling green hills and blue skies of Chester County, Pennsylvania. His unique blend of the classic rock, punk and acoustic singer-songwriter genres... Is singer-songwriter really a genre, really? Creates a brand of indie rock music that is completely original and absolutely modern. Well, that song, to me, wasn't very rocky, so that's why I included it on this episode. It was more acoustically / experimental, as far as I was concerned. Before Monty, we heard from Rookie Cop, and Rookie Cop had a song called The Boxer. Rookie Cop has had a number of years in the underground arts and music scene, and a sneaky 2-year media music course under his belt. He has been quietly honing his production skills and learning to write in a number of styles, often mixing orchestral elements, trip-hop, ambient, funk and house music. The sound has been described as filmic, dark, melancholic and warm. He also produces, remixes and composes sound and music design for films and sometimes experiments with video. And to start that particular three in a row, we had Shifter X, and they come to us from Glasgow. They're a three-piece from Glasgow in Scotland. They may be new on the circuit, but they are receiving critical acclaim and reviews. They say that they tick all the boxes with their feet-tapping beats, easy to sing along to lyrics, funky bass lines, and their tracks are easily mainstream radio ready. There are some political background overtures to Shifter X's lyrics, which add that little bit extra spice to the menu. Of course, you'll have to find these subliminal messages as they are tucked away nicely between great tunes, which is essentially what music is all about. Now, there's nothing subliminal about this next message. If you've had enough of IRC FM, of music from around the world, and there's lots there in case you're a new listener, many, many shows. This is show 119, so lots of episodes for you to listen back to. If you like Australian music, why don't you listen to Insomnia Radio Australia, hosted, coincidentally, by me.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that, it could be dance. At awesome rock. It could be metal. It could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Through smiles and tears, our love will grow stronger every day. So share my life, be with me through all our tomorrow in harmony.
Studio B. Did you enjoy that? Oh, well, I told you that I was going to bring you some great music for No Rock Vember, and we've certainly had a wide selection during this episode. That was Ashley Blankenship and the Blades of Blue. And that song was called Deep River. Ashley Blankenship and Blades of Blue have the bluegrass world asking for more. Comprised of former members from the band Statement and other bands, this group of wholesome musicians will remind you why you fell in love with bluegrass. So let's have a bit of a look-see about Ashley Blankenship and the Blades of Blue. You've got Ashley on lead vocals, Dustin on guitar, Caleb on mandolin, Jimmy on bass, and Joshua on the banjo. And Ashley, the lead vocalist that you can hear there in the background, she's been singing for years with the bluegrass gospel group's Statement that I mentioned a second ago. After years of playing hundreds of shows up and down the East Coast, at the urging of friends and people in the music business, she decided to expand into bluegrass. A favourite at festival jams, she has become a well-known name in bluegrass circles even before releasing a solo album. She has received great praise from some of the industry's most well-known artists. And so that's quite cool. And if that wasn't enough, The song before, let me tell you about the song before. Locals. From the band Brady Stewart, Green and Young. Sounds like a couple of bands from olden days where they've used the surname of each one of the band members. They're a vocal quartet of singer-songwriters from the Blue Mountains of New South Wales, Studio B, formed in 2007. They comprise of Stephen Brady, Alyssa Stewart, Liz Green and Sandra Young, hence Brady, Stewart, Green and Young. They have performed individually and collaborated in various combinations since the late 1970s. Stephen and Liz recorded and regularly performed together as the band Cascade in the 1980s. Their repertoire of original and non-original material embraces a broad range of musical genres, as demonstrated by the 15 tracks on Arrow, their first album now proudly released on the Blue Shamrock label. Links in the show notes, Studio B. Their essentially acoustic music styling encompasses a delightful fusion of country, folk, bluegrass, gospel, Celtic, roots music. All four members share lead and harmony vocals throughout the album and during live performances. And so lots of information there. Don't forget, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com, find the show notes for episode 119, click on the links, find out more about all of the artists, listen to some more of their music, buy their music, and generally support them. If you do speak with the artists, let them know that you heard them here on irkfm. So who did we hear from? We heard from, in week two of No Rock Vember, Willie Bo Walker, AJ Weinberger, Burrito Deluxe, Frank Scott, Alexandria Legouts and the Sunflowers, Devo Spice from the Thump, Shifter X, Rookie Cop, Monty, Brady Stewart, Green and Young, and Ashley Blankenship and her band, which is called Ashley Blankenship and Blades of Blue. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I will see you next week for week number 3 of No Rock Vember. All the music was supplied directly by the artist or with various agreements with various music content providers. Thank you to Juice Management and Promotion, 1617 Virtual, Luna Chica Records and Radio Submit for supplying the music, and also to the artists directly as well. This show is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. If you want to listen to some more great music, check out the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, and also check out Insomnia Radio Australia, episode 9, coming very, very soon. Lots of reviews, lots of opinion, and lots of artist profiles now on australia.insomniaradio.net, looking really good and looking new. Next week we'll continue with No Rock Vember. Until next time, I'm Erk, and it's good night, Interweb.
When you share eternity
That song from Brady Stewart, Green and Young was called Share My Life. Good night, Interweb. Erk FM is an Erk Communications production. Bed Music, Matt Stevens, Burning Bandstands.